I've been joined in studio. I told you there was a gorgeous puppy in the house. I've been joined in studio by Maurice Enright and Tara Johnston from Sarah Husky. And you'll all know the Sarah Husky charity shop here in Tralee. And you'll also, maybe you'll all know as well about the wonderful work they do for animals all over the county. But they're here to talk to us a little bit about this puppy who's here on Tara's lap looking very comfortable. But also to look back on the year gone by and some of the work they've been doing. And first of all, you're all very welcome.
Thank you, Deirdre.
As is Bodie, is that what you're calling him, Tara?
Yeah.
Bodie.
Yeah,
that's the name you've put on him.
That's the name I gave him, yeah. But he won't be his, I presume it won't be his long-term name. It's just...
whenever he goes to a good home. Tell us about those puppies, because he was one of a litter.
So he was one of a litter of six, yeah, that were found on the side of the road.
Where?
In a box, in the stall, just outside the stall. It was really lucky that they were found at all. Strange situation that we get every year. Like, you know, we have hundreds of them. If I wrote a book, if I took a notes on everything that we did, I'd write a book. But yeah, there were six of them, about 10 days old. So we just had the eyes opened, you know, just kind of muddling about, really. Had they not have been found by this gentleman, and had he not have taken the time to ring us, they wouldn't have survived. You know, they were lucky to be found.
How many of them?
There were six of them.
Six.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at him now. He looks like there might be a bit of Labrador in him.
A bit of Collie. A lot of people, you know, there can be anything up to six dads in a litter of pups. So if mom is having, you know, if mom is out straying or whatever, there can be anything up to six dads in a litter of pups. So they can, you know, there could be a bit of Collie, Lab, Shepherd, I think, is potentially what we've come up with at the moment. But they kind of change daily.
So talk us through what happens when you get the call. Where do you go? What do you do with those pups?
Well, in this situation, there's a gentleman that called us, and he was actually, you know, a lot of people won't like it, but he was repossessing cars. You know, he was the guy that was, you know, they met up in the morning to see where, you know, where their cars, where their first target was, if you like. And he just heard whimpering, and he went over and he uncovered the you know, there was paper on him or something, and he uncovered that, and there was a six of them underneath it. So he rang the guards, and the guards then put him in touch with me.
Outside of the road somewhere?
Yeah. It was actually even off the road, so they had no chance whatsoever. You know, had he not have pulled in there to have a chat with his colleagues about what they were doing for the day, they would have probably been dead, you know, within 24 hours.
Yeah, I know by your voice, Morris, that this is nothing new.
No, it's unfortunately, when I started kind of, you know, 13 years ago, I kind of gave myself 10 years, and I thought we'd be a lot better, and I thought it wouldn't be needed anymore, which is ultimately, I think, where most small rescues would want to be, that we're not needed, you know. At the moment, we need more. It's, you know, it's gone backwards. You know, at the moment, there is 4,000 dogs in Ireland in rescue. Now, they're the ones we know of. You know, not that long ago, I got a call about another dog, and it was basically living inside in a cage for the last 6 years of its life with chronic epilepsy. And it was matted. I mean, it took two hours to shave the dog down. It's lady, you know, we have posted about her. So there, you know, it was hidden from sight by a trailer. No one could really hear or see it. You know, it's just somebody did come across her. So they rang us, and, well, they rang in a number of places, and no one would really wanted to get involved. So I went to the guards and told them the situation, and they did support me, yeah, because it wasn't, you know, it was a seizure case straight away. It wasn't, you know, now she's, you know, she's a very broken dog. She's a sweetheart. We've got the epilepsy under control. How much damage 6 years or 5 years or, you know, however long she's had this epileptic seizures, how much damage is done to her brain, we don't know at the moment. She's kind of, you know, she's doing what she should be doing, but, you know, but, you know, these things are still happening on a daily basis throughout Ireland, not just Kerry, it's Ireland. It's shameful to think, that we're the second richest country in Europe, and to think that we actually treat dogs and animals in general this way. It's embarrassing, and we should be ashamed of ourselves, to be honest.
Those dogs, those puppies that Bodie belongs to, the litter Bodie belongs to, what happened to her siblings?
Well, we still have two more back at the rescue, and we've rehomed three since Christmas. So they were ready before Christmas. So the procedure would be, so we kind of knew more or less to the day, which when their birthdays were. So we vaccinated them, warmed them, treated them for anything else. You know, they got a bit of a cold as well, because obviously they were outside in the cold, so they all had a bit of bronchitis. Treated them for that. They were ready by just before Christmas. But look, in fairness, the people who took them didn't want Christmas out of the way. They weren't Christmas puppies, you know, and they haven't gone to kind of, they weren't Christmas presents or anything like that. So as we normally do, we got them all ready and we delivered them to their new homes on the 27th. So there's three of them now. One's in Mallow, one's in Kilgarvan, and one's in Tralee. So although the one in Tralee will be heading for Cork. So
a dog like this will probably get bigger.
Yes, this is the other thing, is that, you know, this, he looks lovely and sweet and cute and cuddly right now. You know, a puppy is a puppy is a puppy. Where you need to be looking at is 12 months down the line, 18 months, 24 months down the line. You know, what size is this dog going to be? How big is, how much room is he going to take up? The affordability, you know, you're talking, you need at least 1,500 to 2,000 euros spare money, you know, to feed him, vaccinate him, and just do the very basics. You know, he will need grooming and stuff like that. So just to do the very basics, you know, and I'm not talking very expensive food here now or anything like that, but you're talking 1,500 to 2,000. Now, if you have an accident and he ends up in the vets, you know, you could be talking anything else, you know.
So I gather you're very picky about who gets Bodhi or his.
Yeah, I mean, there's a certain criteria, you know, and unfortunately, some of the criteria we go by, you know, like secure gardens and stuff like that. You know, unfortunately, it has to be because the council stipulate that, you know, your dog must be under control at all times. It's against the law not for your dog not to be under control. Now, what that means is that, you know, not necessarily does it, you know, it has to be in your garden. You know, it can't be wandering around the roads, stuff like that. So really a secure garden is needed. You know, that's the main one. Homeowners are ideal for bigger dogs because, you know, as you know yourself, there's a housing crisis. Rental is very short-lived. So people go in, they get a dog, and then a year later they have to give up the dog because they can't find anywhere else to rent that allow dogs, you know. So it's very difficult, you know. It's not the rescues that are being awkward. It's just the situation that we find ourselves in Ireland at the moment, you know. So we have to look forward. There's no point in just handing out dogs willy nilly and then 6 months later getting them all back again because.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and because that'll break everyone's heart, you know.
Break everyone's heart.
Yeah, and, exactly.
And, Tara, I'd say Bodhi will have to be prized away from you because you look very attached. Are you involved for very long with Sarah Husky?
I'm with about the last year.
Yeah.
When they came in, I there's a lot of animals in the rescue anyway, so I was took on. The feeding of them and the looking after of them. So they had five bottle feeds a day, and then every time you feed them, their beds have to be changed. That all has to go in the washing machine. Then that all has to be dried. So literally, the washing machine was on. I'd say nonstop for about 6 weeks, nonstop every day.
Between
five times a day. Yeah.
Between the milking and the milk that we had to buy, the milk feed, the washing, the sterilising, the, you know, because obviously they don't have mum's natural antibodies either. So they're very suspect, you know.
Susceptible to
parvo, anything like that, you know, and anything, you know, people can bring it in on their shoes, they can do anything. So we're using, say, four, which is very expensive. It's 60 euros for a tub of it instead of, you know, 5 euros for the same amount of bleach. But we can't use bleach, you know, because it's not safe for them. So on average, it was costing her nearly 30 euros a day just to feed them, clean them, wash them, you know. So it was.
And just explain to people, like, because people probably think you get massive grants from the government for this.
But we don't get any.
You don't get a bob.
No.
This is all self-financing through your shop here in Tralee.
Yeah. Now we do get some nice, you know, obviously Christmas time, you know. People do donate, you know, it's very nice. And, you know, look, all year long, people are donating in a way to the shop. But again, that's just another, that's a lot of work as well, like, you know. So making sure that everything is in good condition, sellable. You know, we've had a little bit of trouble with people leaving stuff at the doors, people trying to offload items that are just not in good condition. You know, if it's ripped, torn or broken, throw it away, you know, because if it's no good for you And it's
nobody
not safe enough.
Want
no,
it either.
No one else is going to want it either. And like, you know, each year I have cut down on the amount of rubbish that we have, but we were, you know, we were spending 2,000 euros a year just on stuff going to Higgins's, you know. So,
and that's 2,000 euro you don't have.
Well, that's it. You know, you're taking that money away from these guys, you know, which means that there's some other dog out there that we might not be able to help, or a cat, or, you know, and we deal with wildlife as well coming up to spring, you know, and there's obviously nothing for that. So,
I know as well that from just dealing with you down through the years, Morris, that you've become the go-to person. And if somebody finds a swan in danger or a cat half dead on the side of the road, you seem to be the person they automatically ring. Are you ever off duty?
Not really. I'm taking a little bit more time now because I need a knee replacement. So, and last year I had an injection to try and just keep me walking. So that's a bit of an issue at the moment. So I have to kind of take a bit of time to, you know, and I can't be everywhere at once. You know, we're lacking a wildlife rescue in Kerry. We don't have one designated wildlife rescue, you know, so the nearest is either Cork or Limerick or Kildare. So it's a lot of travelling, you know. If we get certain animals in, some we can rehab, but some are just not suitable for domestic rescue, you know. So some wildlife we can rehab, and with the help of Julie down in Cork Wildlife Rescue, she's been excellent and very helpful to us. But look, she's only got so much space as well. So ideally they'd all go into a wildlife rescue, but they're jammed up as well. So we look for advice there on certain animals, and we can rehab them and let them back. You know, some we just can't because they're just not suitable, especially birds. Now at the moment there's the bird flu, so we're kind of struggling there. We've been directed by the government to not actually go near any wild birds because of the bird flu and the transmission of that then into domestic flocks, you see. So we're kind of, you know, we are kind of stuck. So if you do see an injured bird by the sea or something, there isn't an awful lot we can do at the moment.
I know,
you know, our hands are fairly tied.
Two things I want to ask you before we run out of time. First of all, there will be people who, because I'm going to take a photograph of Bodhi before you go away, there will be people who will want to find out about how they could have Bodhi as their family pet. I'd take him home myself now. Yeah. My husband would have a canary if I brought another dog into the house. But anyway, for people who might be interested in giving Bodhi a home, what should they do?
Yeah, I mean, they can either contact me directly. Now my number's on the Facebook page and on the website, or drop us a message there. What we really want people to do, and not just with Bodhi, but any other animal that you bring into your home, is research it. You know, we have four snakes. One snake is 16 foot long, and that was bought when it was very small, and somebody didn't do their research. And you know, it costs an awful lot of money with those animals. You know, and it's you know, we've three tarantulas and stuff like that, and turtles, and these are animals that are being bought just by not doing any research. And that's what we really implore, and every rescue is doing exactly the same, is to research the animal that you want. Okay, if your kids, you know, sometimes you're going to have to be the mean dad or the mean mom, and you're just going to have to say no. You know, if the kids want something and it's cool, or somebody else at school has got it, sometimes you're just going to have to say no, because, you know, of the care and stuff that it's going to take. You know, I mean, 16-foot boa constrictor, no one is going to be, you know, no one's going to be able to deal with that. So that's our message, really, is really to really look into it, and to really kind of look at the future. The now, the here and now is very easy, you know, but look at the future. Look where you're going to be, you know, because some of these animals will live, you know, a dog will live, like Bodhi, hopefully 13 to 15 years, you know.
Yeah.
A boa constrictor can live up to 40 years in captivity.
Good Lord. And is it a boa constrictor you have?
Yeah, it's a Burmese python.
Good God.
And then we have a couple of littler or ball pythons that we take to the schools, you know, and stuff like that, and they can, kids can see them.
The second thing I want to ask you, for people who maybe couldn't give a home to a pet but are animal lovers and they want to help out, what sort of stuff? I know the shop is closed until the 20th.
20th, yeah.
But what kind of stuff would you be delighted to accept?
Well, furniture is obviously, we're one of just a few places left now that actually pick up furniture as well, but it has to be worth our while. You know, there's no point in traipsing down to Dingle for a chair, you know, no matter how good it is, because, you know, client, you know, our market, we know our market now, you know, so we know what it takes. You know, we do have a van that's kind of, that picks, collects after, well, most days of the week, really, to be honest with you.
Furniture,
bric-a-brac, clothes is really what we're there. That's what really sells, you know.
Okay.
Electricals, no, really. Just few electricals, lamps we can kind of sort out. But, you know, we have to be very careful, especially with high-powered electricals like toasters, stuff like that. So all of that is kind of a no-go anymore. Heaters, all of that is kind of a no-go. We do have a WhatsApp number as well, that you can send photos on, and, you know, it's the easiest way of doing it sometimes. We require photos for furniture anyway. That way then we can have a look at it. Now, what happened last year numerous times is that we sent a van out to pick up this furniture that we seen in a photograph that looked okay, but that closer inspection was not very good, and we had to leave it behind. Now, yeah, that van has to be paid for. The diesel has to be paid for. So what we're asking people as well is, look, if there's any rips, tears, tell us about it, or take a photo of that particular one. Some stuff we can repair, some stuff we just can't, you know.
Okay.
And if we can't, well, then we can't take it. But like I said, it does cost us to send a van wherever it might be. So there is that option. You can send in the photos.
And the another important message, when we really need to finish up, is don't be leaving, because the shop is closed until the 20th of January. Don't be leaving stuff outside the door.
No. We had a major incident last year where somebody emptied a car full of rubbish on Christmas Day. And, you know, that got them fined, because it is monitored by cameras, you know, 24/7. I don't really like to go down that route, but we had to get it sorted, because it was just unfair, you know, to think on Christmas Day that somebody took the time out of their day to dump a carload of rubbish. It took him 10 minutes to empty his car on Christmas Day. And I to be honest with you, I thought there was something wrong with our cameras, but they weren't. They were spot on. So it is sad that we have to have this system in place, you know, because, again, that's another thousands of euros that we spent on that system, but we have to have it in place.
You have to have it. Yeah.
So please don't do that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, we could talk to you forever, but thank you so much for coming in.
And I appreciate the time.
We will take a photo of Bodhi on Tara's lap there, looking very comfortable. My God, I'd love to take him away with me. He's just adorable. I hope he gets a good home.
He will.
And listen, Morris, keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And Tara as well. Thanks a million for popping in.
And Happy New Year. And a Happy New Year to your listeners.
Very good. That's Morris and Tara from the Sarah Husky charity here in Tralee. And we'll keep you up to speed as soon as we know whether or not Bodhi gets a good home. I'm sure he will. I'm sure it won't take too long. We'll take a break, folks. Back in a moment.
Talk About.